Before I start, once again, I request you, please, there is a lot of space here. Come forward so that I don't get disturbed in the middle of the majlis. Salawat.
Musa Rida, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi.
month of Muharram is included in the Ashur al-Hurum, in which bloodshed is not allowed. It is prohibited. But the Ummah of my grandfather, despite the fact that even the people of Jahiliyyah used to respect the month of Muharram and did not used to indulge themselves in bloodshed, but the Ummah of my grandfather, the Muslims, did not only violate the month of Muharram, the sanctity of the month of Muharram, but they also violated the sanctity of Ahlul Bayt. And they shed the blood of Ahlul Bayt, the innocent souls of the members of the holy household of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, the Imam has laid down the ground rule for us to follow. And those ground rules are this, that we should respect the night of Ashura, the day of Ashura, and we should spend the entire day of Ashura in mourning, as if we ourselves have lost the dearest and the nearest members in our family. Imam says, whoever spends the day of Ashura in furthering his worldly means or in worldly life, Allah is going to make the day of Qiyamah very difficult for him. And whoever spends the day of Ashura in mourning and remembering the great affliction that has afflicted the dearest members of the Prophet's family, Allah is going to make the day of judgment easy for him. We have to remember that the adab of Ashura must be abided by. Tonight also is the night of Ibadat. Tomorrow also is the day of Ibadat. We shall be starting with the Amal of Ashura. Our majlis is Ibadat. Our mourning is Ibadat. Our azadari is Ibadat. Our azadari is a crown on the head of every respectable person who wants to maintain and preserve and protect his human dignity. It is as simple as this. But what do we see in the Muslim world today? I have read the fatwa that has been issued by the chairman of the Judicial Council of Saudi Arabia, in which Mr. Chairman has said, and he has issued a fatwa, that whoever demonstrates in any part of the world in support of the people of Gaza, the demonstrators are involved in spreading mischief and corruption on earth. Their hukum is that they have involved themselves in spreading mischief and corruption on earth. And he says the demonstrators who come out on the streets in support of the people of Gaza, they are obstructing people from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the deviation. Look at the abnormal thinking. Look at the abnormal thinking. We are talking about this 21st century in which man considers himself to be civilized, educated, cultured. He thinks that he has reached the zenith of development and progress, and that his mind is mature. And then we read the fatwas which are based on immaturity and on abnormality. Now you can imagine what I have been telling you all these times. What sort of people were surrounding Muawiyah and Yazid? These type of people were surrounding Muawiyah and Yazid, and that's why they had the audacity and they had the courage of shedding the blood of the most innocent and most sacred souls, the best of mankind who existed at that time and who will ever exist. The tyrannical, the despotic, the oppressive rulers got courage because this sort of mullahs, the Wahhabi mullahs were surrounding, the type of Wahhabi mullahs were surrounding Muawiyah and Yazid and Ibn Ziyad,
and Umar ibn Sa'd and encouraging them that just because the rulership is in your hand, just because the power is in your hand, and in our eyes, you are awliya al-amr, you are ulil amr. So now, you can subdue anybody, no matter who he is, who comes your way, in order to stand in your way. You subdue him and defeat him and do whatever you want to do if he refuses to pay allegiance to you. Pay allegiance to you. Now here we come to what is meant by allegiance. What is this bay'ah which we keep on hearing in the majalis, we keep on reading in the books? What does it mean? Bay' has been derived from bay' and shira, from buying and selling. If there is a commodity involved, that means that somebody is selling a commodity and another one who is buying it under a consideration, whether it is a consideration of money or it is a consideration of barter system, whatever it is. In this sense, when we are talking about bay'ah in religious context, it means that the ruler who has control the reins of power, when he is asking his subjects to pay allegiance to him, and if they pay allegiance to him, if they do bay'ah at his hands, that means that they are undertaking to obey him in all the means. And whatever he is asking, their obedience, they are undertaking and promising him, and they are paying allegiance to him, that because they are his subjects, so they are going to obey him in all means. Now here, if the ruler is a fasid and a fajr, if he is a wicked and an evil, and if he comes and demands obedience from the pious souls, from the righteous souls, from the obedient souls, those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who know ahkam of sharia, and those who know the Quran and sunnah of the Prophet in their original form, without any distortions, without any fabrications, if this fasiq and fajr, whose forefathers have spent all their life fighting the Prophet until they could fight no more, until the way was obstructed for them and they could fight no more, they had not left any stone unturned in order to fight the Prophet, to fight the Islam and to annihilate Islam. Now they happened to control the reins of power, and they happen to place their most corrupt people on the throne over the head of the Muslims, and they expect that this Islam, which is the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas 'alayha, it is the religion of nature on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed the nature of mankind. Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas 'alayha. They are demanding that this religion of Allah, this constitution of Allah, which has been revealed in the form of the final book, in the form of Quran, they are demanding that the best to have treaded on the face of the earth, who is Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. His heirs and his members of the family and his members of the household should pay respect to him and should undertake that by any means they are going to obey him no matter what. How can Imam Hussein alayhi salam keep quiet in this total state of affair? Today those people who are supporting Muawiyah and Yazid, and to them Muharram does not arrive. It is a no event for them. They will be on their television station, they will be dancing and singing as they are doing on any other day. We are not concerned with that. Those who are misled will remain in that state until they themselves try to change their condition. Reference to last night's point that I was making. Now, but we, being in a responsible position, look at the responsibility that we are shouldering for the sake of truth, for the sake of the message of justice. Justice without justice, without adalat. Islam cannot stand on any foundation. Just the Quranic message was based on adalat. The sunnah of the Messenger of Allah is based on adalat. But these people who did not have any importance, they did not give any importance to Adalat, what they did is this, that when the revolt took place against Amirul Mu'mineen and his own supporters turned against him and started issuing fatwa that Amirul Mu'mineen, ma'azallah, by accepting the arbitration in Siffin, has left the fold of Islam. And they branded Amirul Mu'mineen to be, na'udhu billah, ma'azallah, to be a kafir. On the verses report, they raised the slogan, la hukm illa lillah. There is no rulership except for Allah. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, kalimatu haqqin urid bihal batil. This is a kalima of truth. This is a slogan of truth. This is the message of truth. But a very great mischief is intended behind the slogan of truth. Of course, there was a mischief. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order for the common man, the people, to abide by the ahkam of the Sharia, Allah has appointed certain representatives. Those representatives have been given power among mankind, and there are the prophets and the messengers and a'imma alayhi salam who have been given power to interpret the message of Allah. Therefore, Allah delegates certain responsibility of interpretation of the message as he intends. And these personalities, they will undertake any hardship that you can possibly imagine. They will sacrifice everything that you can possibly imagine. But they will not allow the message of Allah to be abandoned. And this is precisely what the Rasulullah did. This is precisely what Amir al-Mu'mineen did, and this is precisely how Amir al-Mu'mineen raised his children to do. Now here, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, reflecting on the matter that how Allah is discharging his hujjah, his proof. What are the proofs of Allah ta'ala in his creation? Says, وَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حُجَّتَانِ حُجَّةً ظَاهِرَةً وَحُجَّةً بَاطِنَةً فَأَمَّا الْحُجَّةَ الظَّاهِرَةَ فَهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالرُّسُلُ وَالْأَئِمَّةُ وَإِمَّا الْحُجَّةَ الْبَاطِنَةَ فَهِيَ الْعُقُولُ. Allah has created two proofs among the mankind, and they are the ones who represent the divine will. And who are they? They are the hujjatun dahira, the obvious or the manifest hujjah are the apostles or the prophets of Allah, his messengers and the imams. And the hujjah al-batina, the hidden hujjah, the hidden proof is the brain, is the aql that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to every human being to distinguish between good and bad, distinguish between virtue and evil. But if a person comes under the fold of satanic seduction and whispering and becomes transgressor against the rule of Allah, against the wishes of Allah, against the will of Allah, then he becomes in the mankind, although he is in the form of man. Anybody who sees him says that he is part of mankind, but he is from shayateen al-ins. He is shayateen al-ins. Those who shed the blood of innocent souls, those who do not give any regard to truthfulness and to justice in their normal dealings with other people, those who oppress others, those who spread bloodshed in human society are shayateen al-ins. And those who support them also, whether they speak in the name of the Quran or whether they speak in the name of the Sunnah. And we have seen through this fatwa that I have referred in tonight's majlis how a person can be from shayateen al-ins. But we, alhamdulillah, as I say, we have to be grateful to our parents who have prepared us for the eventuality. How? By cultivating the love of the Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah, and the love of Ahlul Bayt in our heart. I mean, how are we going to pay the favor that they have bestowed upon us? How are we going to pay? And who are we? Who are we? You see, a poet puts it very beautifully. جو دیکھتا ہے وہ کہتا ہے ہیں خدا والے. وہ آدمی جو دیکھتا ہے وہ کہتا ہے ہیں خدا والے. ہمیں یہ فخر ہے ہم سب ہیں مصطفیٰ والے. زمانہ مرحب و اندر بنا کرے لیکن کسی سے ہم نہیں ڈرتے ہیں مرتضیٰ والے. یہ اور بات زمانے نے کی دعا ہم سے ہمیشہ خون میں نہائے ہیں فاطمہ والے. ہمیں صلح کا پیغام بھی دیا سب کو, ہمیں صلح کا پیغام بھی دیا سب کو, نہیں لڑائی پسند کرتے مصطفیٰ والے. سکھا رہا ہے یہ ہم کو حسین کا سجدہ, نماز پیروں میں پڑھتے ہیں کربلا والے.
محمد والے محمد نعرہ سلوات.
In a nutshell, I have presented in front of you our identity. This is our identity. No matter what happens, we are not going to budge from our identity. This is an identity which is sacred to our heart. It is beloved to our heart. How and why it is beloved to our heart? Because Imam Hussain alayhi salam, through his words, through his actions, through his advices that he was giving to all those people who had accompanied him from Medina and thought that he is going to acquire power and that he is going to give us force. They were thinking about their advancing their worldly purpose, their material purpose. Imam Hussain was in need of those who could stand steadfast, sincere and truthful for the cause that he was going to serve. تَرَفْتُ خَلْقَ قُرْبًا فِي هَوَاكَ. Look at the beautiful way he is expressing himself. How can a person express his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created him, who has provided him the best of sustenance? In poverty and in affliction, he has aided him, he has helped him, he has made him respectable and honorable in the entire mankind. He has given him that dignity which he hasn't given to anybody. Now if you want how we can express our love for our Creator, تَرَكْتُ خَلْقَ قُرْبًا فِي هَوَاكَ. I have left the creation for your sake. He is telling Allah, تَرَكْتُ خَلْقَ قُرْبًا فِي هَوَاكَ وَأَيْتَنْتُ الْعَيَالَ لِكَيْ أَرَاكَ. And I have accepted that my children become orphans so that I can meet you. So that I can meet you. Look at the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which has filled his heart to the brim. تَرَكْتُ الْخَلْقَ قُرْبًا فِي هَوَاكَ وَأَيْتَنْتُ الْعَيَالَ لِكَيْ أَرَاكَ فَإِن تَرَكْتَنِي فِي الْحُبِّ إِرْبًا لَمَا مَالَ الْفُعَادُ سِوَاكَ فَإِن قَطَعْتَنِي فِي الْحُبِّ إِرْبًا فَإِن قَطَعْتَنِي فِي الْحُبِّ إِرْبًا لَمَا مَالَ الْفُعَادُ سِوَاكَ. Oh Allah, if you are to cut me into pieces, still my heart is not going to be attracted to anybody except you. This is the same. And this Fasim and Fajr has come to demand allegiance and bay'ah from Imam Hussain. When Imam Hussain alayhi salam, on the first occasion, very first occasion, when the order of Yazid ibn Muawiyah alayhi la'inullah, when it came to Walid bin Utbah bin Abu Sufyan, who was the cousin of Hussain in Medina, and when Marwan was seated, who was Marwan? Imam Hussain at that time told him, Ya Zarqa, Marwan, know your identity, who you are. Your mother was very well known in Oasis. This is Marwan. Ibn Ziyad, who has come to fight Imam Hussain. Who was Ibn Ziyad? Ibn Ziyad bin Abi. Who was the father of Ibn Ziyad, the grandfather of Ibn Ziyad? Nobody knows. The mother of Ibn Ziyad herself was well known for her vices. These sort of people have come to face Ibn Fatima al-Zahra, Ibn Sayyidat al-Nisa'i al-Alameen, Ibn Sayyidat al-Nisa'i al-Alameen. These sort of people have come to face Sayyidah Shababi al-Jannah. Who was Muawiyah in front of Imam Hassan? Can anybody compare Muawiyah to Imam Ali or Imam Hassan, but this is a great tragedy of the Muslims. Because Allah, because they themselves have chosen that their ubur or their minds be locked with misguidance, and therefore they were not able to distinguish between Muawiyah and Imam Ali, or between Muawiyah and Imam Hassan, and between Yazid and Imam Hussein. Now, what happens is this, that Marwan meets the next day Imam Hussein on the streets of Medina, and he says, "Oh Hussein, I want to give you some advice." And what is that advice, Imam Hussein say? "I want to advise you that you should pay allegiance or do bay'at at the hands of Yazid. This is the best thing for your religion and for protection of your faith." So Marwan is going to teach Sayyid al-Shabab Ahlul Jannah how to protect your faith and how to protect your religion. Imam Hussein replied, وَعَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ السَّلَامِ إِذَا بُلِيَتِ الْأُمَّةِ بِرَاعْ مِثْلِ يَزِيدِ بْنَ مُعَاوِيَةِ Islam, you have to bid farewell to Islam, tell it salam. Bid farewell to Islam, عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ السَّلَامِ إِذَا بُلِيَتِ الْأُمَّةِ بِرَاعْ مِثْلِ يَزِيدِ بْنَ مُعَاوِيَةِ If the ummah of my grandfather is afflicted with the rulers like Yazid ibn Muawiyah. And then his reply in the house of governor was this, Ya Amir, ana ahlu baytil nabuwa wa ma'dan al-risala wa mahbat al-malaika wa tanzil al-wahi. Do you know who I am? You are telling me to accept Yazid as my ruler? As the hakam al-sharia? As the interpreter of the Quran? As the person who will protect the sunnah of the Prophet? First of all, let Yazid show himself, first of all, that he is a Muslim. Who am I? You have got the courage to ask me to pay allegiance to Yazid? أَنَا أَهْلُ بَيْتِ النَّبُوَّةِ وَمَعْدَنِ الرِّسَالَةِ وَمَحْبَطِ الْمَلَائِكَ وَتَنْزِيلَ الْوَحِيِ And I am member of the holy household of the Prophet. I am the one whose house Malaika of Allah, the angels of God are visiting. I am the one in whose house Allah has revealed His revelation, His book. وَيَزِيدْ رَجُلْ فَاسِحْ شَالِبُ الْخَمْرِ And Yazid, who is Yazid? Do you know who is Yazid? He's telling the governor. Yazid is fasiq, is wicked, is evil, shalib al-khamr. He is the one who consumes alcohol, who drinks wine. Shalib al-khamr. وَقَاتِلَ النَّفْسِ الْمُحْتَرِبَ And he is the murderer of innocent souls, innocent human beings. وَمِثْلِي لَا يُبَاعِحْ مِثْلَهُ And people like me do not give bay'at to people like Yazid. Therefore, the answer was quite clear. There shouldn't be any shred of doubt that what is going to be the next strategy of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Even before this incident, when Muawiyah was mustering and taking allegiance for Yazid, by first of all opening the mouth of the treasury and by bribing the people or by threatening them that they are going to be killed if they are not going to accept Yazid as their ruler, as the Hakim al-Shar'i. This was an Islamic government. This was an Islamic state which was based on the Quran. Somebody who is to rule over the Muslims has first of all to abide by the Quran. There, when Imam Hussein also was told that you should be prepared to render your life, you are going to be killed if you are not going to accept Yazid as your Khalifa. He says, يَبْنُ عَاكِلَةِ الْأَكْبَارِ أَبِلْ مَوْتُ خَيْوَيْفُنِي All the person whose mother used to eat the liver of the human beings, Hind, in Uhud, she tore apart the bodily parts of Janabi Hamza and she tried to eat the liver of Hamza alayhi salam. يَبْنُ عَاكِلَةِ الْأَكْبَارِ أَبِلْ مَوْتُ خَيْوَيْفُنِي You are threatening me with mort, with death. لَيْسَ شَعْنِي شَعْنُ مَنْ يَخَافَ الْمَوْتِ I am not the one who will be threatened or who will become afraid by the threats of death. No. Hussein is the one whose father used to wish that he may die in the battlefield fighting for the sake of Islam rather than die in the house in peace. And this is Hussein ibn Ali. This is Hussein ibn Ali, how can you possibly threaten Hussein with death. Hussein alayhi salam, who was raised by Janab Siddiq bin Tahir Fatimah al-Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In such a way that when Hassan and Hussein were in their infancy, when they were small children, and Janab Siddiq bin Tahir used to grind the flour mill. Janab Salman Farsi says that once I entered into the house of Janab Siddiq-e-Tahira and I saw her hands bleeding. I saw the hands of Janab Siddiq-e-Tahira bleeding. And I turned, I said, Fatima, what are you doing? You are only a few persons in the house. How much effort do you need to grind the milk in order to make flour for preparing bread? She said, oh Salman, you do not know, in our neighborhood there are people who are poor, who do not afford to have grinding milk. So they send me flour to my house and I spend my time grinding for them. Janab Siddiq Tahira, who did not think about her comfort, about her peace. Can you imagine that no Muslim family in the vicinity, in the neighborhood should face any poverty or any need or any destitution in the presence of Janab Siddiq Tahir, Imam Hassan al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Says that I saw my mother whole night on the night of Jum'ah praying and praying for the neighbors. And I said, Ya Ummah, you are praying for the neighbors? Why don't you pray for the members of the household? And she said, Al-Jar qabla al-Dar. This is the reply she gave to his son, that the neighbors have got more rights than the members of the household. These are the characters that Rasulullah is presenting. The characters who do not think about their comfort and peace, who think always about the comfort and peace of other people. Now, who is better qualified to protect the Islam? Who is better qualified to protect the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Tariq de rahi hai ye awaz dambadan, dashte sabate azm hai dashte balagham, sabre masih aur jurat sukrat ki qasam, is raah mein hai sirf ek insaan ka qadam, jiski ragon mein aatish e badrooh Hunain hai. Usurma ka isme Ghibrami Hussein hai. This is Hussein. This is Hussein. How dare any member of the Muslim community come and compare himself even with the dust under the shoes of Imam Hussein? How can he? There was something wrong that was happening in the community, and it was Hussein who was to stand against the oppression, against the zulm, in order to change the entire course of history. And this is precisely what he did. Today, whether the Wahhabis understand what Hussein was or not, irrespective of the fact, Mahatma Gandhi says, I have learned from Hussein how to be an oppressor, oppressed, and yet be triumphant and victorious. Mahatma Gandhi. At least, come and learn from Mahatma Gandhi some human etiquette. Charles Dickens writes that if it is claimed that Hussein set about in order to take control of the rulership over the Muslims, then I do not understand why did he take with him the members of his household, including children, small children, and ladies of the household. This in itself proves that Hussein did not go to control over the rulership, over the government of that time, but he went to save Islam. This is what Charles Dickens has written. These are the famous personalities. Many other people have paid tribute to Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. This is Hussein, that when he met Suhail ibn Qayyim in the way. Now this is a very important incident. And you can imagine how Imam Hussein was picking up those personalities, sincere personalities. He wanted to choose sincere personalities who would stand fast in the face of death, who would not run away, who would not run away. Therefore, although Zuhairat Naqain was the one who hated Imam Ali once upon a time, who considered Imam Ali to be wrong, and he considered those people who had come to fight Imam Ali in Jamal were right, Zuhairat Naqain himself says that Hussein, when he left Makkah on the 8th of Zilhajj, and he was moving, whenever it so happened coincidentally that Zuhair's caravan met Imam Hussein, he used to change the course of his caravan. So much so that he didn't want to face Imam Hussein at all. This in itself shows that he had some misunderstanding in his heart. But look how Imam Hussein alayhi salam wins the heart of his adversaries. And it so happened that in this very journey, the final journey of Imam Hussein, was going towards Karbala, he stopped at one place, and Zuhair's caravan also was pitched at another place, not far from there. Imam Hussein sent a messenger to Zuhair, and the messenger came, bringing a message of Imam Hussein. At that time, Zuhair says, we were seated on Dasturkhan, he and the members of his family and the members of his entourage. They were eating food. And this messenger of Imam Hussein comes and tells Zuhair ibn Khayyam, oh Zuhair, Imam Hussein is calling you. And he says that the morsel that I was eating, as if it got stuck in my throat. He was not able to understand why would Hussein call somebody who was trying to get himself away from Imam Hussein, who was trying to remove himself or not to meet him at all. The wife suggested that Hussein ibn Ali is calling you and you don't want to go and see him. Go and listen what he has to say. If you like, accept it. If you don't like, just ignore it. So on the suggestion and advice of his wife, he came to the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now, in the camp of Imam Hussein, there was a dialogue that took place between Zuhair and Imam Hussein. Nobody knows what that dialogue was. Nobody knows. History is silent. But that history has recorded, when Zuhair comes out from the camp of Imam Hussein, and he comes into his camp, he was totally a different personality. So much so that he told his wife that I want to release you from any connection. You can go back. If you want, I can divorce you. You can go back to your family members and live a free life. And he told his companions, all of you go back because I am accompanying Imam Hussein to Karbala. I am accompanying Imam Hussein to Karbala. There were several members of his entourage who said that no, we are not going to leave you. The wife of Zuhair said, I don't want this sort of freedom. When the time has come for you to go to heaven, you are telling me to go back to my family? No, I'm going to accompany you. This is Zuhair ibn Qayn. Zuhair ibn Qayn. Look at the sincerity, look at the faithfulness that Zuhair ibn Qayn is showing on the battlefield of Karbala, that on the night of Ashura, Zuhair told Hazrat Abbas, oh Abbas, I want to speak to you something. Abbas alayhi salam came and Zuhair says, Abbas, I just want to remind you something that I have heard. I want to remind you about something which I have heard. And what is that? He said, Abbas, do you know why your father wanted you? He needed you for this day. That there will come a time which will be so full of affliction on my son Hussein. So I want this son to be a lion-hearted in defense of his brother Hussein. He says, Zuhair, are you trying to cultivate in me the courage? And Hazrat Abbas said, I can promise you, Zuhair, tomorrow, no matter what happens, Abbas is not going to waver from the path of defending his brother Hussein. This is Hussein. Tariq hai gawah ke kya kar gaye Hussein. Ek rasm nau jahan. Imam Hussein alayhi salam has been totally besieged, has been totally surrounded. History says at the very least 30,000 troopers, well-armed troopers, were sent by Ibn Ziyad al-Ain to surround Imam Hussein alayhi salam, to surround the small entourage of 72. And the maximum number of the companions of Imam Hussein, according to some narrations, is not more than 100. Not more than 100. 72 perhaps were those who fought a single combat in the battlefield. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the night of Ashura has arrived. That night of Ashura, in which Imam Hussein alayhi salam was to demonstrate to the entire history of mankind and show them the sincerity and steadfastness of his companions. Those companions who know the huquq of Ahlul Bayt. Those companions who know who the people of the house are. Those companions who would abide by the sincerity in such a way that they will allow for themselves to be cut into pieces rather than leave the company of Imam Hussein. Of course, as I say, when he left Medina and when he came to Makkah, there were hundreds of the people who had accompanied Imam Hussein. But as he was giving khutbah and sermon on the way, and he was telling them that if you are accompanying me with the hope that I am going to become the ruler, then forget all about it. I am moving towards my death. And he did not leave anybody in misguidance or in misunderstanding. Everybody, every single soul knew that Hussein is telling that he is going towards his end. He will never come back. Even when he left Mecca, there were still many people with him. But on the way, when they heard the news of the martyrdom of Janab Muslim ibn Aqil and the other companions and Hani ibn Urwa, then they became so much discouraged that many people left from there. They thought that now the death is certain. So it's no use going with Imam Hussein. Now, Imam Hussein alayhi salam requested the company of some people who were not there, because Imam Hussein alayhi salam could see in their commitment that they were committed for the cause and not for any other purpose. And with these sort of interest, when he arrived on the battlefield of Karbala, and from starting from this time that he set his foot on the Dasht-e Karbala, there were troops upon troops which started arriving. On the 4th of Muharram, he was told to lift the tents from the banks of the river Euphrates in such a way that on the 7th of Muharram, the water supply was totally closed. Janab-e Sakina alayhi salam says that it was the 7th of Muharram. It was the 7th of Muharram, and the children were so much thirsty that they had gathered around me with their bags of water, and I started going from one tent to another, from another tent to the third tent in search of water. At last I came in a tent whereby I saw my aunt Zainab. She was holding my brother Ali Asghar and she was consoling him, and he was crying and screaming out of thirst. When Janab Zainab saw me, and she said, "Oh Sakina, why have you come?" So I said, "There are children who are telling me, let us go in search of water, and I can find water nowhere. I can find no water nowhere." At last, Janab Zainab said, "Let us go and let me accompany you and search for water." They came to the last tent, and there was a bag full of water. This is the 7th of Muharram. There was a bag full of water. But the children threw themselves on the bed, and the mouth of the bed opened, and all the water was dropped away on the ground, and the children became disappointed. Can you imagine? This was the state and the condition of the children on the 7th of Muharram. What would have been the condition of these small children and infants on the night of Ashura? Can you imagine the afflictions that the family of the Prophet were facing tonight and tomorrow, they would have completed 3 days without a single drop of water. This is the night of Ashuraim Ahmed Abidin alayhi salam said, my father, after the mother bear prayers, gathered all his companions in one tent, and he gave a eloquent speech, and he told them, all my companions, these people are after my blood. They only need me. They only want my life. They are not concerned about your life. I can tell you, first of all, he paid tribute to them. He said, I do not know anybody's companions who are as sincere as my companions are. I do not know anybody's relatives who are as kind and as benevolent as my relatives are. But oh, my companions, I am lifting from you the allegiance that you have given me to obey me in all circumstances. I am freeing you from this allegiance and covenant. Go away, take advantage of the darkness and gloom of the night. Not only you depart from here, but take hold of the hands of my own relatives and depart from here and leave me alone. And Imam Hussain alayhi salam put up the lamp so that if anybody wanted to leave his company, they could leave his company without feeling shy. Lekin jab Imam Hussain alayhi salam ne shama ko jalaya to dekha ke koi bhi sahabi apni jagah se nahi hila, na koi ansar Hussain ne koi apni jagah se hila, na koi aqruba mein se apni jagah se hila, na apni aulaad mein se koi apni jagah se hila. Nobody has budged from his position, from his. So Imam Hussain alayhi salam addressing his relatives said, why haven't you left me? Why did you leave and save your life? They said, Mawla, what is the value of life to live after you? May Allah doesn't show us any moment that we have to live after you. Oh Mawla, oh Mawla, we are here to sacrifice ourselves. He addressed the children of Muslim Ibn Aqil and to Ali Aqil, and he told them, why don't you go and save yourself? The sacrifice of Muslims is sufficient. They said, Mawla, and what face are we going to show to the people and to Allah and to His Messenger that we left our leader surrounded by the enemies and we have saved our life? No, Mawla. Nahi, Mawla. Hum apni jaan ko aapke baap par qurban karenge. Uske baad Hussain alayhi salam ne Muslim ibn Awsajah se poocha. Muslim ibn Awsajah, wo budha sahabi ke jiski aankhein bhi nahi khulti thi, dauran jab usne apne sar pe amama bandha tha, in order to keep his eyes open during the battle, he had tied his turban so tightly over his head so that he could find the enemy. Muslim said, oh Mawla, if I am left without spear, without sword, still I will fight your enemy with stones. And if I am deprived of the stones as well, I would rather prefer to be killed 1,000 times and my and to be raised 1,000 times and to be burned 1,000 times and my ashes to be spread rather than leave you alone. This life is not of no value without our Imam Istarha, Abu Fadar, Sahabi Hussain, Aqruba Hussain ne izhar istidad kiya ke jab ke liye tayyar hai, apni jaan ko nizar karne ke liye tayyar hai. Tamam sahaba ko, tamam ansar ko Imam Hussain alayhi salam ne duae khair ata ki. Aaj ka din jo beeta tha, sua ka din tha. Imam Hussain alayhi salam khaybe ke bahar baithe hue the, اور اپنی تلوار پر سر رکھ کر سو گئے. نیند آ گئی, نیند جب آ گئی اور آنکھیں کھلی تو دیکھا جناب عباس اور حضرت زینب وہ اٹھا رہے ہیں. مولا اٹھئے, دیکھے شاید اعداء کی جانب سے, شاید دشمنوں کی جانب سے حملہ ہونے والا ہے. وہ لوگ ان کی فوج اتنا قریب آ گئی تھی کہ حسین نے حضرت عباس کو بھیجا پوچھنے کے لیے کہ ان کا ارادہ کیا ہے. حضرت عباس کو بھیجتے ہوئے کیا کہا آپ کو پتا ہے؟ یہ تعبیر دیکھیں, یہ تعبیر دیکھیں کہ جو روایت ہے کہ حسین نے کہا ہے اے عباس, اے میرے بھائی, میری جان تجھ پر فدا ہو. میں لائے مائی لائف بی سیکریفائز آن یو او عباس, گو اینڈ فائنڈ آؤٹ واٹ ڈو دے وانٹ فرام اس, وائی ہیو دے کم سو نیئر ٹو اس, دے وانٹ ٹو ڈو, دے وانٹ ٹو اٹیک اس. حضرت عباس آئے, کہا میرے مولا نے پوچھا ہے تمہارا ارادہ کیا ہے, کیا کرنا چاہتے ہو؟ کہا وہاں سے ابن زیاد کا پروانہ آ گیا ہے, اگر حسین فوراً فوراً یزید کے ہاتھ پر بیعت کرنے سے انکار کرے اور اپنے آپ کو تسلیم نہ کرے تو حسین سے جنگ کی جائے اور حسین کا سر کاٹا جائے. حضرت عباس آئے اور امام حسین کو کہا کہ انہوں نے اس طرح کا جواب دیا ہے. امام حسین نے حضرت عباس کو بھیجا, کہا میرے لیے ایک رات کی مہلت مانگ لو, ایک رات کی مہلت مانگ لو. ارے مولا ایک رات کی مہلت میں آپ کیا کرو گے؟ کہا میں دل بھر کر اللہ کی عبادت کرنا چاہتا ہوں, مجھے نماز سے اتنی محبت ہے, نماز میری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک ہے, میں قرآن کی تلاوت کرنا چاہتا ہوں, میں استغفار کرنا چاہتا ہوں. I want to respire one night only because I want to pray all night because the prayers are the peace of my sight and I want to remember my Allah and I want to recite the Quran. حضرت عباس آئے, کہا میرے مولا نے کہا ہے ایک رات کی مہلت چاہیے. کہا جاؤ یہاں پر آپس میں ان کے بحث ہونے لگی, کیا کریں, مہلت دے کیا نہ دے, کسی نے کہا دے تو کسی نے کہا نہیں تو. بعد میں انہوں نے مقرر کیا کہ مہلت دی جائے. کہا حضرت عباس کو کہو تمہارے بھائی سے کہ ہم نے مہلت دی. کہا نہیں, میرے مولا نے مجھے تم تک ایک پیغام بھیجنے کو کہا, پیغام لانے کو نہیں کہا ہے. جو تمہارا جواب ہے وہ تم خود جا کر اپنے میرے مولا کو دو. چنانچہ ان میں سے دو آدمی آئے امام حسین کی خدمت میں اور کہا تمہیں ایک رات کی مہلت دی گئی ہے. حضرت امام زین العابدین فرما رہے ہیں کہ اس رات میں حضرت امام حسین علیہ السلام اس طرح شعر پڑھ رہے تھے جس کا مقصد یہ تھا کہ اے وقت تو نے کسی سے وفا نہیں کیا, کوئی بھی تیرا دوست نہیں رہا. امام حسین علیہ السلام اپنی موت کی بشارت دے رہے ہیں. امام حسین العابدین روایت کر رہے ہیں میری پھوپھی اماں میں نے یہ شعر سنے, حسین کی خدمت میں آئی, میں نے تو صبر کر لیا, میں نے تو اپنے جگر پر پتھر رکھ دیا, لیکن میری پھوپھی صبر نہ کر سکی, والا حسین کے سامنے آئی سر پیٹنے لگی, بھائی میری موجودگی میں آپ اپنی موت کی بشارت دے رہے ہو. کہا بہن زینب سن لو اور اس پر عمل کرنا, تمہیں کٹھن منزلوں سے گزرنا ہے, تمہیں صبر کرنا ہے, بازار کوفہ اور شام میں تمہیں صبر کرنا ہے. بہن زینب یہ جان لو میرے نانا مجھ سے افضل تھے وہ بھی نہیں رہے, میرے بابا علی مرتضیٰ مجھ سے افضل تھے وہ بھی نہیں رہے, میری ماں فاطمہ صاحبہ مجھ سے افضل تھی وہ بھی نہیں رہی, میرے بھیا حسن مجھ سے افضل تھے وہ بھی نہیں رہے. تمہیں میں کس طرح رہتا, میں میری قضا قریب ہے, میری قضا قریب ہے. حسین علیہ السلام اپنے انصاروں کو خدا کیا جاؤ, ہر کوئی اپنے اپنے خیمے میں like the buzzing of the bees, the voice of Ibadat used to come from the tents of Ibadat Hussain. Sare bache Ibadat mein mashghool, sare budhe Ibadat mein mashghool. Yahan tak ke Hussain alaihi salam khaymon ki nigrani karne ke liye nikle. Janab Zainab ke khayme mein aaye, dekha behan aur Muhammad ko bitha kar keh rahi hai, wo pasand ho kal agar sab tum sabse pehle tum agar apni jaan sa nahi karoge to ye dukhiyari baat tumhein apna dood nahi bakhshegi. Oh Imam Hussain alaihi salam ne dua khair di, par ilaha meri behan Zainab ke dil ko daras dena, sab ata karna, aage bare unke khair mein Laila ke Ali Akbar ki maa ke khair mein aaye. Dekha Ali Akbar ko apni god mein sula kar shama ka saaya kiye hue keh rahi hai, haaye Karbala ke maidan mein kal ye chaand sa chehra musla chaand sa chehra pana ho jayega, khatam ho jayega, murcha jayega. Imam Hussain alaihi salam ne umme Laila ko dua di ke bare ilaaj ko sabr ata karna. Aage badhe جناب عمر کلثوم کے خیمے سے آواز آئی, حضرت عباس کہے کہاں بہن؟ بہن نے کہا ساری بیبیاں اپنے اپنے قربانیوں کو تیار کر رہی ہیں لیکن میری کوئی اولاد نہیں. کہا بہن کل تم مجھے بھیجنا میدان میں, مجھے تم نثار کرنا اپنے بھائی پر. اور امام حسین علیہ السلام نے دعائے بیر عطا کی, آپ امام حسین علیہ السلام کلے میدان کربلا نے لکھا ہے کہ امام حسین علیہ السلام کے سائے کی طرح پیچھا گیا
Thank you.